This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. As people across the globe are cheering on their country's soccer team in the World Cup this summer, one Wisconsin community is competing in a different kind of tournament. Members of Madison's Mexican-American community recently came together for an annual basketball tournament that celebrates their indigenous roots. Reporter Jonas Tijerino shares the story in this edition of Wisconsin Life.
Scores of camping chairs and event tents surround the basketball courts at Elver Park on Madison's west side. The smell of carne asada rides a light breeze as basketballs arc through the air against the backdrop of thick summer clouds. This is Kiotepec in Wisconsin, a basketball tournament hosted annually for more than 10 years.
Estamos organizando un pequeño evento de basketball.
That's Guillermo Martinez Melgar, one of the event's organizers. He says while participating teams tend to be from the Midwest and sometimes as far as California, the thing that connects them all is their shared roots in Oaxaca, Mexico.
Somos paisanos que radicamos en este bonito lugar de Madison.
Angelica Navarro Gomez is the captain of Madison-based team Las Alebrijes. They've been playing together for 3 years.
It started off with one of our friends, Ixel, and her sister. There was no girls playing, and she decided, like, hey, how about we make a team? And she made the offer, and we decided, you know what, like, let's give it a shot. We never play basketball, so we decided, hey, let's just give it an opportunity and see if we can grow from there, and we just never looked back.
Her sister, Marisela Gomez Castellano, says Oaxaqueños are known within Mexico for their special interest in basketball.
Creo que mucho es orgullo y de poder representar de donde eres.
The region hosts a decades-old tournament called La Copa Benito Juárez, named after Mexico's first indigenous president. That tournament attracts teams from across Oaxaca and the Mexican diaspora in the United States. Gomez Castellano says playing basketball in Oaxaca is tied to the community's indigenous identity. And while the community feels pride in bringing their customs to Madison, she says this year feels different.
Entonces se ve como la ausencia de la porra, se ve la ausencia de la comunidad.
Increased enforcement by ICE across the country and in Wisconsin is driving Latinos to be more cautious about how they show up in the community.
Gatherings and communities are just like going back to what it was before, like more underground, more like local, more low-key. And so, yeah, it was like we did publicize the whole tournament, but we also were, you know, a little scared, like with this, you know, attract other non-people that we don't want, you know, and so then, but yeah. But so far, I think we're trying to resist and we're doing our best.
For Gomez Castellano, resisting looks like showing up and participating in communities in spite of what could happen.
And I think that's also beautiful and inspiring to see that regardless of all the fear, the violence that our community is facing, they're still showing up and being positive about it, and I think that's really inspiring.
After six games, Madison's Las Alebrijes defeated Kiotepec, Minnesota to become women's champions. Milwaukee's Sierra Mije took first place in the men's bracket.
Jonas Tijerino brought us that story about the Kiotepec and Wisconsin basketball tournament. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. You can find more Wisconsin Life online at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. This is WPR News.